Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning renewable natural gas and where does the dairy industry fit in this push to try to limit the production of greenhouse gases by 2025. Many of you are aware that there are anaerobic digesters that can be built, and those capture methane gas from the manure that the cattle produce. And we actually have some examples of those being constructed here in Kansas and other producers that are looking at maybe covering lagoons and capturing the methane coming from the lagoons as a way to produce renewable natural gas. Coming onto the market now are many different types of feed additives that seek to reduce the amount of methane produced by the dairy cow, or these compounds will reduce the amount of times that the animal burps during the day, which will reduce the amount of methane that they emit on a daily basis. So there are some other options besides renewable natural gas that we need to think about on our dairies as we move forward. Keep in mind that the dairy industry has made a commitment to try to reach zero emissions by 2025. This is a tall order. We recognize that, but new technology will become available. Some of the technology that is available now will be implemented, and together we can work toward zero emissions by 2050. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.